This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father Christopher Matthew. Hutchin is a familiar face to all of us, and he is currently serving as a youth minister of the Chicago area. And at this time, I invite Hutchin to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercy from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. Today, the gospel passage I'm going to read from is from St. Luke chapter 1, verses 35 through 38. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of Christ will gather you. Born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. Now at this time, we have entered into the season of the Nativity, which began on December 1st. And during the season, we're preparing ourselves to celebrate the birth of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And on that day, we rejoice because our Savior has come. Now, as Christians, we know that Jesus came down to save all mankind, and he freely gives us the grace of salvation, the gifts of the Spirit, the ability to become like him, and many other blessings. But unless we're able and open to receive these graces, then we will remain unchanged and not able to rejoice. Now, during this Christmas season, one of the great mysteries for children is how does Santa Claus get down from the chimney to provide gifts? Through the many stories and tales that are told to us, Santa Claus has a special power. He has a special magic so that he can provide these monetary or these worldly gifts. And sometimes we as Christians feel that this is how our relationship works with God. God comes to us through magical power. The magical power that Santa Claus has, or Santa Claus uses, what we associate with God is the power of love. It is because of love that the miracle on 34th Street happened. It is because of love that Scrooge's heart is transformed from a miser to a giver. And it is because of the power of love that we can recognize that it is a wonderful life. This is one of the great themes for this season as we who live in this country. And us as Christians, we see this theme in the great Bible verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. St. John chapter 3, verse 16. And these are all great, this is a great quality that we all need to have. And it's a great understanding that we need to have during this season of love and the power of love. But there's one quality that I want to focus on tonight that is quite often forgotten during this season. I would like to read a quote from St. Anthony the Great, who is the father of monasticism and who was and still is a great spiritual father. Abba Anthony said, I saw the snares or traps that the enemy spread out over the world, and I said groaning, what can get through from such traps? Then I heard a voice saying, humility. During this Nativity season, and having begun the Lent, let us meditate on these wise words of St. Anthony the Great, who understood that humility is the key to open our hearts to God and allows us to be open and receive his grace of love, his grace of saving us, and his grace to bring us into his kingdom. Let us remember, it is because of God's humility that he willingly came down from heaven and became like us in every way except for sin. It was because of St. Mary's humility in accepting God's invitation to be the Theotokos that broke the traps of the enemy over the world and brought forth our salvation into the world. It is because of humility that we know that we are called to love and care for one another by serving those who are in need, by providing clothing and food for the poor, and providing comfort for those who are sick and lonely. It is with humility that our Lord Jesus Christ takes upon himself the cross for our salvation and conquers death and Satan for us. Without humility, without having a humble heart, we can never truly know the depths of God's love and experience the true joy of this season. As the Lord Jesus Christ tells to us in his Holy Gospels, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Therefore, my brothers and sisters in Christ, during the season of the Nativity, in which we prepare through fasting and prayer for the celebration of the birth of the Son of God, let us cultivate this virtue of humility in our fasting and prayer so that we can truly experience God's love and rejoice on Christmas Day and say, Christ is born, glorify him. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks and blessings for his loving words to us, and unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and always and forever. Amen.